In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies on Packer Avenue, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6. Brandon will be here. That's at 6 to 7 with myself, BG, and Howard Eskin. And then the Players Lounge, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week Jordan Mailata will be here as well. Right now, it is everyone's favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon Program with a guy who doesn't wash his hands after he goes to the bathroom.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
A nice spritz.
Yeah.
After nice going spritz. Number one.
Never touching you again.
Well, why were you touching me before?
I could touch your hand or something.
All right. Number five.
All right.
Giving out game balls for yesterday. The Eagles all huddled around their radio, hoping that they get one. Someone who has not been brought up yet, but once again, just playing good football. And Ike, I know you played linebacker, but I'm a linebacker's man. The Kobe D, most tackles yesterday on the team.
Yeah.
One sack, two forced fumbles, ran over, was the running back?
Blake Corum. Or was that Williams?
I don't know if it was either Blake Corum or Kyron Williams. Yeah. He ran Jesus them over. God. I mean,
he was inspired last night. He was playing with a ferociousness last night, N'Kobe Dean was.
Well, and he also saw Jared Burns run over Jordan Mailata.
And had to get him back?
Yeah. Jesus Christ, Jordan.
You going to ask Jordan about that tonight?
I'm sure Hugh will.
Okay. Leave that for somebody else.
Yep. Listen, Jordan got caught real quick, and, you know, it's okay. It's okay. It's our guy.
Yeah, they saw that in the film room today.
Thank God they won 37-20. Yeah. They can laugh about it today.
Never hop into Fred Johnson.
Freddie. Fourth game ball. Another quiet 6 catches, 109 yards for Freddie.
Just solid.
Yeah, just solid.
That's what he does.
Devontae Smith out of the game. Doesn't matter. They're still able to get the ball to AJ. 6 for 109 and one touchdown.
He's beast.
He's just a dominant player.
And I did hear that clip that Favre was talking about, AJ after the game talking to Sunday Night Football. He did sort of bring up, yeah, when you got the talent that we have on the outside, sure we'd like the ball more.
Hell, of course.
Well, he said, again, paraphrasing. I saw the quote, but he said that, listen, a part of being a run-based offense, well, the three times I get the ball, they better be touchdowns.
Did he say that?
Now, that could be extreme paraphrasing.
Okay.
But it's pretty much what I saw.
We understood the point.
Yeah. He looked strong last night. He looked tough to bring down. He's a man, he is as a wide receiver, he is the total package, A.J. Brown.
Who would ever want to trade that guy? The third game ball, I'm giving to Jalen Carter. 80% double teams.
I get it.
Played every snap again before garbage time took over and he didn't have to be out there.
Yeah.
I know Fletch was great. He is looking at least like how Fletch
was. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, listen, he has more ability.
Sure.
Yeah, so.
But he's throwing people.
Yeah. Man. And he's getting double teamed. Told you, big fella, when you're as good as you are, you're going to get double teamed. You got to find a way to beat him.
And it looks like he's embracing it, too. Like, he's not annoyed that he's got getting double teamed. He wants to break it up. And I thought it was hilarious. Did you notice when they missed the field goal? He got right in the kicker's face and hit his helmet.
I didn't notice that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh yeah, he got dog in him.
He's got dog.
Georgia Bulldog.
Can I express a little worry?
Sure.
It's been 3 hours.
Yeah, it's about time.
This is two straight games. He's played every snap. He did run out of gas last year.
Yeah.
Are we worried at all? And his I guess fitness levels that have been questioned in the past. Now hopefully that's different this year. Playing every snap, getting double teamed every snap. I don't want them to be cooked at the end of the year, you know?
Oh, God.
I know.
My goodness.
Sorry.
Just another
we finally
day.
Got a defensive player who wants to stay on the field. I get so tired of seeing these guys wanting to head to the sideline after they make a play or two.
Couldn't we put Kenny Gainwell in for him? A couple plays here and there. Starting. One play a quarter.
Well, at least he's 23.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
No, I love the fact that he wants to be out there.
For sure.
And like Jack was saying, it's not as if he's getting tired and late in the game and they're starting to run the ball at him.
Right.
He's just as strong late in the game as it is when he starts.
Absolutely.
It's great to be young.
It's certainly great to be young. Second game ball I'm giving to BG.
Okay. Thank God.
BG was dominant yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
Had some big sacks, had some key stops on some run plays.
Yeah.
And listen, it's an honorary thing as well. And I hope it wasn't his last game yesterday. I don't know if it will be. I don't know what the situation is going to be. I like watching the guy play football. He still plays at a really high level, and I think he's an important cog of this team. I hope that yesterday was not the last time we see BG in an Eagles uniform.
Yeah, I think we all would echo that. You certainly wanted to see him finish the season playing all the way through, and he had been playing so well this season. Man, I tell you, that was a throwback BG game. He turned back the clock last night. In that game. And so, yeah, I hope it's not his last game either, last time you see him play in that Eagles uniform. But I will say this. I don't want to see him in another uniform.
Nope.
So
pretty good rallying cry, too, for the team.
Yeah, of course. Oh, man, let's go win this thing for BG.
Everyone loves BG.
Yep.
And every game this year, when you look at the big stops they've had in just about every game, there's been a big play made by Brandon Graham in just about every play this year. You know, whether it's a fourth and two or something like that. Like, he has been around big plays all year. And last night, I think, was it's unfortunately he got hurt. It was his best game of the year, I thought.
Now, he got hurt on the last play of the game?
It was, like, last play of non-garbage time, I think.
So, okay.
I don't know.
I don't think it was the last play of the game.
No. It wasn't the last play of the game.
Right. Yeah, and we didn't see any replay ever.
What I wanted to know is, why was he still out there?
No, he wasn't in that.
Okay.
I think it was like, I remember the camera panned to him laughing-ish on the sideline with halfway through the fourth quarter.
Okay.
And he was not out there. Right. And the number one game ball is Saquon. Over 300 total yards for a running back in the NFL is pretty ridiculous. And, I mean, we all know about Shady's performance in the Snow Bowl. I mean, that's a game that we're never going to forget from Saquon. And we always think about the Sunday Night Massacre, Monday Night Massacre. It's got to be some kind of name game for what Saquon did last night.
It's got to have something to do with L.A., right? Mm. I'm trying to think of it.
You gave out five pretty good game balls there.
What about Coach?
I was thinking Sirianni.
Yeah, because I got to be honest, man. Coming off that Washington game, have his team ready to go on the road against a good Rams team. And for them to play the way that they played, yeah, the coach deserved. I think the coach would have deserved a game ball, but I don't know who to take off that list. N'Kobe was awesome last night. Yeah, I don't know who I would take off the list.
Yeah, I mean, it's inarguable. It's another top five game balls that are just dead right.
Is Sirianni's contract goes through next year, right?
Yeah. I believe so, yeah.
I don't know. 9-2. Might want to reward the guy.
Yeah, I mean,
they can definitely wait until the off season, but do think it would. I think players would love it.
Yeah, I just wonder. I just wonder if the Eagles are strategically doing things the way they're doing them right now. They want this team hungry and focused.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like Sirianni's message after every game. Keep your head down. Keep working. You're about to start getting a lot of praise. Tune it out the same way you tuned out all the criticism. Don't start lifting your head up, taking the pats on the back and all that type of stuff. Don't let your guard down. They got a lot of football left to go. They realize this is a great opportunity. This isn't the time for them to be celebrating anything.
No. You're just us.
I know you played in a different era, so it's more like newspaper clippings than anything. But how tough – and not that was not a shot, I promise.
But it's true.
You know, it was on stone tablets.
Yeah.
You know?
But how tough is that?
It's very tough in a town like this. I mean, and sometimes it may not be as tough. But in a city like this, it's hard not to hear what's on the outside. And with social media today, I would imagine it's even harder for these guys to not hear some of this stuff. The thing is, he's not saying literally block everything out. He's saying don't allow that to impact your preparation, how you come to work every day, and what we're focused on. That's really what he's saying. He knows they're going to be asked questions, media, social media, all that stuff. But what he's really saying is don't let that impact how you prepare every day and what our goals are. And I love it. I love it. That was the tone that he sort of put out there after the game.
Actually, Buzz, do you have Coach Sirianni's post-game speech? I'll say this first. This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of the Guided Door and Window big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. Buzz, I know I probably caused a bit of a
ooh,
chaos.
Yeah, but panicked Buzz is...
Yeah. Do you have it, Buzz?
Guys, that was unbelievable defense. That was unbelievable on offense. Franchise record for Saquon, 255 yards. Now, hey, listen to me. Listen. I want to keep it at this. Everybody watched that game. And everyone's calling you and telling you how fucking good you are. We have not done shit.
Nope.
Put your head down and work. It's the work that's got us here. You guys have been playing your ass off, and it's the work that's got us here. All right, let's pray.
There he is.
All right, let's pray.
Yep.
He threw two bleeps in there and said, let's pray.
I know. I was thinking about that as a drop, but.
Yes, thank you for not using that.
Brian at Springfield, you're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Yeah, what's going on, fellas? Just wanted to say one quick thing. I know a lot of people have talked about Howie Roseman signing Saquon Barkley and Zach Vaughn, but can we talk about Mekhi Becton here? He is absolutely dominated at a position that he's never played in. He is throwing grown men around and helping Saquon Barkley do this thing. I mean, if he stays healthy throughout the year, I think this is one of those signings where we're going to look at Howie Roseman and go, well, that made a difference.
I wonder if they extend him.
He's going to get a payday.
I was going to say, that's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah. And it's not like Steen's been a disaster when they put him in there.
Sure.
And they drafted Steen in late second.
To be that guy, yeah. Second or early third.
You also, now, offensive line, they in the NFL, they pay guards now, too, but you have to wonder if somebody would be willing to pay Becton, like, tackle money next year. You know, I think he finishes this year the way that he's gone all year.
I would leave him at guard. I wouldn't move him to tackle.
Well, here we would, but I wonder.
I mean, anybody.
Well, if he gets to the open market, whether somebody
has. No, I'm just saying, if I'm another team.
Right.
I don't know if I would trust him at the tackle position.
Sure.
Well, you know, the Jets aren't because they let him walk free. That's another New York deal we got. They let him walk right free, and everyone thought that he was a bust, couldn't stay healthy, and now he's the valedictorian of Stanley University, and he's killing it. So
yeah.
I just want to. It
was a low-risk, high-reward move for the Eagles, and that's what you should be doing. I don't blame – thank you for the call, Brian. As many bad moves as the Jets make, I understood why they didn't want to resign Mekhi Becton.
Yeah.
You know,
he was terrible.
It didn't work there. It didn't work. He was never healthy. He was also not good when he was in there. It looked like after he came back from the bigger injury he had that he might not even – have had physically what he had, but him at guard, that size, he's like a monster, man. He's crushing people.
I would imagine Mekhi Becton wants to stay here.
Yes, he should.
I would imagine he wants to stay here. This has revived his career. And you get these damn agents.
Yep.
They get in your ear, and they're looking for the biggest paycheck they can find. If Becton makes it known to his agent that, man, listen, get a deal done with the Eagles. This is where I want to be. Then he might even be willing to take a little less just to stay here.
Yeah, I think the big question is what that number is, you know. 215-592-9494, Rios in North Philly. Rios, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios. Hey, dude. I was following you. I mean, you was on fire yesterday during the game with the Twitter game, man. You were on fire last night.
I was on fire. It was pretty good. All right. I was feeling, hey, and you know what? I probably was on fire because I was, you know, I had to fire something up, you know what I mean?
So yeah. I was
pretty good. Yep, so yep. Appreciate that. Hey, but check this out, man. Let's talk about Pound Town. Let's go straight to Pound Town. Look, check this out. I don't know if y'all didn't hear it. Did y'all listen to, I mean, I really don't like listen to him, but Chris Collinsworth yesterday, at a certain point when they were showing him, and he was talking about, he used his hands as a direct point with a fist and his other hand. He was like, the Eagles keep pounding them and pounding them. You know what I'm saying? To me, he really wanted to say Pound Town. So speaking of Pound Town, which what we did yesterday, it's like a thing. Think about it. When you go to Pound Town, after going to Pound Town, you just stand there. You can look at yourself very proud, like a king, like you ever cut your grass and then look out the side of the window and see the grass that you cut and was very proud about the grass?
Yep.
Pretty much?
Yep.
If anybody done that? Well, anyway, after going to Pound Town, you know what I mean, that's what you do. So, you know what I mean? It's like Saquon Barkley. Let me just say something about this, though. Jack, stop with that disrespectful post, okay? All right? Because Charles Barkley.
It's a fair question.
Huh? It's not a fair question.
Yeah. So Charles Barkley is a guy, like, what created Rios is kind of like Barkley and Dawkins in a way. You know what I mean? Of course, it started with Barkley and then, like, Dawkins. But, you know what? Sir Charles always got the love. But anyway, we're going to get to Saquon because Saquon's going to get the love. Most of these people don't understand the stuff that Charles Barkley did on and off the court. And, you know, Philly's a little – there's more people – kind of like not how Philly was back in the day, so they don't really understand. But Saquon gets it, so I leave it like that. But when Saquon plays, you see a team player, you see a pretty much reserved kind type of fella. But when he plays, when he runs with violence, but then after scoring touchdowns, if you look at his face sometimes, it's personal. Everything that Saquon Barkley is doing right now, I don't even need to hear from him. It's freaking personal. So anything about the carries or whatever he needs, this man ain't thinking about that. He don't care if he get 1,000 carries. He's taking this very personal. One thing about him taking it personal, I believe that he's putting every running back on his back and every running back is cheering for him because he's the one who's going to bring back where these running backs get paid and get certain things that they freaking deserve. So I believe all of that is on his back and he's on our freaking team. So MVP with him. The defense, man. Violence, man. Just like y'all were speaking of N'Kobe Dean. I've seen a video of him speaking of violence and everything. Man, that soothes my heart, man. Every time I hear that just, man, makes me feel good. You know what I mean? And they going out there playing young men, young guys that we're going to have here for a while playing violently. It's a violent sport. People may take that, oh, my God, it's violence. What you think? Why you love it? Why do you love it? It's because of that, and that's how we need to play, violence. Other than that, the only issues that I think if we do have, and sometimes we beat Q, just like that Andy Reid shuffle play or whatever, certain times beat Q, we don't need to beat Q. You want to know why? Because we're freaking ugly and dominant. You don't have to. Huh? We got, do like Larry Bird do. How Larry Bird back in the day would tell you, oh, this is what I'm going to do to you, and I'm going to do it like this. Larry Bird used to talk trash. That's what we do. This is what we're going to do to you. And go straight to Pound Town. And on Sirianni thing, just to go there, you know what? I felt as I first time I felt in the game that this guy who to me is Rats, I still don't like him in the press conference. But other than that, he had command of the game. He didn't play. His attitude was violent. And then at the same time, what he said in the press in the locker room, what y'all just played, hey, that's the type of man I like. He bleeped it and then said, let's pray. So a man of God understanding that, no, hey, he ain't perfect, just like myself. But at the end of the day, when it goes down, man of God. But anyway, y'all take care, gentlemen. Peace.
See you, Rios. So Slay goes down with the concussion. And Isaiah Rodgers comes in, and they pick on him almost exclusively the entire time. I thought he did pretty good for being targeted as much as he did. You know, he's been pretty good all year when they put him in. So if they have to go another game without Slay, I feel all right between him and Ringo out there. I think they have that side cover. It's not as good as Slay, but they're able to keep their head above water with Rodgers out there.
I agree. And I thought the pass interference was a tough call against him.
I agree.
But for the most part, listen, DBs get beat at times. They throw it over there enough, the receiver's going to catch it from time to time. The thing I love is that he doesn't stop competing. And, you know, that's what you got to have. You got to have a short memory when you're a cornerback, because every once in a while, the receiver's going to catch a ball on you.
And Quinion, the touchdown against him late shouldn't count. I mean, come on, that's garbage. That's garbage yeah. time.
It is garbage time.
Defensive rookie of the year.
It goes against the stats, though.
Sadly.
It does.
It does.
Dude, Coop also shut him down Cooper Kupp on that, was it, third and three?
Mm-hmm.
Third and three?
Yeah.
Every week.
And it helped out the over.
How about a receiver named Cooper and a cornerback named Cooper? Yeah. What a world that we're living in.
Everybody loved Bradley.
Yeah.
He was there.
Of course he was there.
Oh, was he?
We didn't even go through our list of celebrities that were there.
Oh, I saw Kevin Hart there.
Kevin Hart was there as a great Eagles fan.
Yeah.
Idiot
yeah.
LeBron was there.
LeBron was there because he's a Saquon fan.
Rich Paul was there.
Rich Paul was there. Well, Rich Paul is there because clients are everywhere on the field for him.
Sure.
For sure.
He's in football now.
Shady was there.
Well, Shady was there. He lives out there now.
Eagles Insider of the Year candidate.
Elliot. I didn't see him last night.
You didn't see Elliot?
Yeah, he didn't post any pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's he doing?
Or articles.
Oh, I can't wait to see how tan he is.
Well, again, it's just, you know.
He hasn't posted an article in 3 years.
Again, what does he do on these road trips?
Takes his wife, hangs out at the fans of Philly parties, gets a tan. What did he say? He was going on a Rodeo Drive when we talked to him on
Friday? By the way, shout out to all the Philly fans that, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Not surprised.
It was unbelievable.
What we do. But you give them a chance to take over a stadium, boy, do they take over a stadium.
And as Elliot says every time, if you are going to go on a road trip for an Eagles game, fans of Philly takes care of everything. And you get to party with Elliot at the night before. At the party. Yeah, that's all he does. That's his job. The partier you need. So
Genius is here.
Yeah.
Up next, we will. What? Go ahead.
No, I was just saying the king is here.
And last time he came back from L.A.
Listen.
On a short rest.
We saw you yesterday. Nice suit. Nice headset. Nice headset.
He got some national TV views.
You were the only person in the dance that was on the field in red. So it was easy to see you.
It's a red wedding.
Red and gray.
The Giants, things are not going so well.
No.
And next, we have some the players talking about how poorly it's going. Man,
we're going to get Malik Nabers, too.
Dude.
We're going to get him, too.
The Malik Nabers quotes are outrageous. And Dexter Lawrence, too. So we'll give that to you next. 215-592-9494. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. You know Chickie's gift cards. Perfect gift for the holidays. Always fits. Always gets used. Everybody loves a Chickie's gift card. You can buy it in person or online at chickiesandpeets.com. I cried
out. Heaven. But I'm down to one last breath.
Sing it if you know it.
And will it let me say, let me say.
Come on.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet.
That guy knows.
Ain't so far down.
E-Rock knows.
Hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet.
She knows
it ain't so far down.
There we go.
Hardest thing is picking up.
It's picking up.
By the time we get
people are clapping.
They're clapping.
By the time we get to Christmas.
Oh yeah.
So listen.
Yeah.
I gotta bring this up.
Okay.
Just like when we did Dancing on My Own and we sort of figured out what the lyrics were saying.
Uh-oh.
And what it was about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you guys this song and the lyrics?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, do we know what the premise of the song is?
Well, yeah.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Well, OG said it's not.
What are you talking about?
He said it's a negative song.
No.
It's not about the Eagles.
No, it is about recovering. No, you're wrong. You don't know what you're... Look.
Wow, there's... Yeah,
OG...
This is a bit of an uphill battle.
OG, shh. You might know about Jalen Hurts better than I do.
Well,
if one of us knows Creed, it's me. So why don't we just drop it on that one? It's not a negative song. OG out here trying to tell me about Creed lyrics.
He doesn't even know who the lead singer is.
Yeah. Get out of here.
What's the name of the lead singer? Yeah, Jalen Hurts.
He said Jalen Hurts. This freaking guy.
Unbelievable.
So the Giants.
Well, he told me to bring it up, so I brought it up.
He's wrong. It's about facing the worst time in your life and overcoming it.
Right.
It is an overcoming song. Get out of here. Tell him to be quiet. Hey!
We're in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah, we're trying to do a show here. All right. Can you stop it? All right. So Giants lose again. They start Tommy Cutlets after benching Daniel Jones. By the way, they said 10 teams, as many as 10 teams, interested in Daniel Jones, and he wants to go somewhere that has a chance to win, is not interested in starting.
I just
is
love,
okay being a backup.
I just love that, you know, when he's this Giants quarterback, everyone's like, he sucks. And then the second he's a free agent, well, hold on.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
So they lose pretty badly, 30-7, I think it was. And it does seem like the coach has lost the team. First, Malik Nabers. Here is Malik Nabers talking about when somebody asked him the difference in having Tommy DeVito and Daniel Jones. Here's what Nabers said.
So it ain't the quarterback. Same outcome when we had DJ at quarterback. I mean, take a look. It ain't the quarterback.
So what do you think?
What is it?
I don't know what it is. Everybody know better than me. Is it the play
call? All right, we got to get the gum.
We'll take three more.
I don't know.
The gum.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. It ain't the quarterback.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I lost the message in the gum chewing.
The gum?
I mean, if that's not somebody, that's a clear example of somebody who didn't give a damn about doing that interview and how he was portrayed.
No, he did not care at all.
He actually put the gum in as he was being interviewed. I saw it. I watched it. I'm like, did he just put gum in his mouth before he did this interview? And then he proceeded to just chew it.
Real loud.
Yeah.
And
Come on, Malik.
And they asked him about not getting the ball until the second half, and here's what he said.
Go out there first, second quarter. Don't get the ball. Start getting targets at the end. I mean, can't do nothing. Start getting the ball when it's 30-0. That's what you do.
Why in the first half are they not looking at you?
I don't know. Talk to Dave about that. Talk to Dave.
Did you say something to the coaches at that time?
I mean, they know. They come up to me, ask me what plays I want. That was dark. I mean, I don't know. I don't know, man.
What is he eating, Thanksgiving dinner now? Like, what is he doing?
Talk to Dave's.
Yeah.
He's a rookie.
Yeah.
A rookie. Talk to Dave's about it. I don't know. Not the quarterback. I don't know.
It was damning when he said, and it wasn't DJ. The same thing was happening when he was there.
Same problems. It's not the quarterback.
Not the quarterback.
And here is Dexter Lawrence. This was not a great thing to say when you're thinking about the coach either.
Are you angry?
Extremely. We play soft, and they beat the out of us today.
When you say you played soft or your ball club played soft, can you be more specific?
We missed a lot of tackles. We didn't contain Baker well in the scrambles. We didn't cover well. It's soft to me.
Are you more?
We're a soft team. And that was, I think it was the day before the game or Friday. Dable said they had a good
week of practice. It's always dangerous when the coach said we had a good week of practice.
Yeah.
He's lying.
Man, they're going to have to fire another coach and another general manager, I think. I don't know how they survived this.
Yeah, me either, honestly. I just don't. Man, both New York jobs. And the other New York job, you got people openly campaigning for the job.
Rex Ryan.
Oh, Rex Ryan.
And Eric Mangini, I think.
Oh, Mangini's once back in?
Yeah.
Well, and I, listen, this is not a shot at the people, but like if they hire the 33rd team to help with a part of their thing, and it's just former general managers like Tannenbaum, who was the former Jets general manager.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Man. Yeah. Thank God they're in the NFC East.
Yes. Yeah. They're not going well in Dallas, not going well in New York. So at least two teams we can be confident about. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do, fellas?
What it do? What it do?
I'm just going to get straight to it. I mean, I've been saying it for a month now since my first call. We have the MVP on our team. He will win the MVP this season. And I'm feeling soupy. I don't know about you guys, but we're not losing until
preseason. So you're feeling soupy? Is that what you said?
What did you say? You're feeling
soupy or Snoopy?
So we're not losing until 2025.
Hold on. Andrew, off the script for 2 seconds. Did you say that you're feeling soupy?
Soupy, Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Now we're locked in on you.
Yep.
Got to get dialed in. Come on, guys.
Yep. That's on us. Yep.
We're not losing to 2025. Spike, you were wrong this weekend, but so was I. I said Dotson was going to perform. He didn't, but he didn't get a lot of opportunity. But another Penn State guy did. I don't know if you guys heard of him. 26.
I didn't even know Dotson played last night.
Yeah, he got a couple.
He had that one wide receiver screen.
Yeah. I bet him for a touchdown.
Yeah, there you go.
And a couple unsung heroes of the game. The O-line doesn't get talked about enough. I think this town needs to talk about our O-line more.
Yeah, and never gets mentioned.
Grant Calcaterra has blocked amazing last night. I mean, you see him out there.
Would you stop? Would you stop? We're not breaking down Grant Calcaterra's blocking, Andrew.
Will you let Andrew cook?
Yeah, my goodness.
Yeah.
Him, Atlanta Dickerson, were out in front of it. A lot of runs. He was kicking out ends, kicking out corners. And one more thing, prayers and thoughts to DG. I mean, I know he's coming up next. Just let him know that our city's got him, and he'll be back next year for another ring.
For another ring?
Back to back?
Two, yeah. Like, remember, 2 to 3?
No, you're right. You're right.
Yep.
Come on now.
Appreciate it, okay.
Okay, Andrew. We're all feeling a little soupy. I kind of like that. I might hang on to that.
Real quick.
Yeah.
And brought this up. I need to get you two's sort of your feel now, because last week you were a little nervous.
I don't like where this is going.
You thought the kicker had the yips and he wasn't going to be any good anymore. You okay now?
7 for 7, yeah.
Seven for seven last night.
I just worried that he might have the yips.
Okay.
I didn't think he had the yips.
I'm just saying, but we're good. We're back to being good. Okay.
I never called him Jake Brocious.
Jake Brocious. Oh, man, the legend was back last
night. No, it's good. Yeah, well, hold on. Again, I blame Sirianni for that. He kept him on ice for too many times this season.
For right. 2 months,
Yeah.
Blaming Sirianni because the kicker can't kick a field goal. You're outrageous.
Another Sirianni.
You're not allowed on the Sirianni train.
Nah.
Stay on that side.
I won on the Sirianni
train. Stay on that side, Jack.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Joe and Acko, you're on WIP.
Yes, I'm called to say the Eagles in a good spot. I'm a Raiders fan, and y'all Eagles fans, y'all banned jumpers a couple weeks ago. Y'all was ready to run jail and the Nick out. Out of town.
Well, a couple people were.
Not a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago.
Jalen's going to make the Pro Bowl along with 5-6 other guys from off the squad. Going to be Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a good squad. Who's going to be your next coach?
The squad is good.
Who's going to be your next coach? Deion? Huh? You waiting on Deion? Shador Sanders?
Nah, we ain't waiting on Deion, man. We don't want Deion.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Who do you want?
Deion. We don't want Deion, but y'all Eagles fans are rough, and my girl's an Eagles fan, and y'all going to the bowl. Y'all got the MVP of the year, but y'all was ready to run everybody out of town.
That's what we do.
And yeah, but y'all got to relax. You know what I mean? And Jalen's a hell of a quarterback. And he's better than a lot of them other guys out there, but y'all don't want him.
Well, he's better than all your quarterbacks.
Yeah. You guys are about to sign Daniel Jones
to start. He's better than my quarterback. I don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. And by the way, as far as relaxing, I went to a Raiders game when I lived in L.A. at the Coliseum. You guys don't relax. That is one of the most terrifying fan bases I've ever seen in my life.
We're the black hole. But y'all a bunch of band jumpers.
No.
And just relax. The Eagles going to the bowl, and they're going to win in 2025.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it.
We're passionate. It's not bandwagon jumpers. All right.
There's nothing better than fans of other teams.
Loser teams,
telling us how to be fans of our team.
The Raiders have ruined whatever legacy they had by switching cities every
three times, yes.
Yeah. Tell me how to be a fan. Bandwagon jumpers. When you say your team's playing. No, what a bandwagon jumper is when the team is bad, you stop caring.
Right.
Not saying.
That's never going to happen here.
No. There are people emotional and passionate and maybe a little too negative when it's bad and too positive when it's good. Maybe. But definitely not bandwagon jumpers. Certainly not with the Eagles.
And we don't do middle of the road. We're extreme. No. We're extreme one way or the other.
Yes, sir.
And they take the instruction from the radio station.
Yes.
I love Jason. And Jason was like, yeah, WIP kind of sets the tone for everybody.
Yeah. But it's good.
To their credit.
But it's a good thing.
They're mostly just saying what the fans are thinking.
Yeah, but sometimes not. Sometimes not.
The fans, I don't agree with them all the time.
Yeah, but they do sometimes.
Yeah, you're right. Every once in a while.
Sometimes. How about Kylie? Kylie has a podcast now.
I know.
Love it. I'm going to check it out. Just the clips, though.
When she get in town?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, you know I don't watch.
I was gonna. You listen to a whole podcast? No, absolutely not.
I think I've ever listened to it.
Have you ever opened your podcast app on your phone?
No, the only podcast I think I've listened to entirely was the Cat Williams,
Shannon Sharp
podcast.
What about the Shannon Sharp podcast app for Michelle?
Did not even think about listening to that nonsense.
What about High Hopes?
Yeah. What about the Phillies podcast?
Yeah. You ever listen to High Hopes?
What about Daily Elliot?
Yeah, I do listen to Daily Elliot.
Daily Elliot.
Yeah. Go Birds comes out every day. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I heard enough of Elliot.
Winner will be here before you know. In fact, when I was driving home Friday night, I saw snowflakes. So that means cold weather's coming. You got those old drafty windows. You got the old drafty doors. And if you don't take care of it, it's one of two things. One, your heating bill is going to be through the roof. Or B, you're going to be laying on the couch wrapped in blankets, winter hat on, coat, maybe sometimes like I go to bed. Look, take care of your window and door problem and call up Guida Door and Window or go to the website. Go Guida. Right now, they help you celebrate the holidays by getting rid of those old drafty windows and doors with their big year-end sales event. 40% off each window you buy. 40% off of every professionally installed window. 40% off any door at all. Front door, garage door, sliding patio door. And they know right now you're thinking about the money for the holidays, so you don't even have to touch it. Because you can start your project with no money down and pay it off interest-free for up to 12 months. So if you need new windows and doors, you do it now before December 31st when this offer expires, all prior sales excluded. So call Guida today. Get all the details, 877-GO-GUIDA. While you're on the phone with them, schedule a free in-home estimate or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Mike in Center City, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going? That's
What's
good.
Up, Mike?
We're going the wrong way on the How's It Going stuff.
Anyways, I was thinking there's been a lot of talk about Saquon getting too many touches. You know, got a whole save him for the playoffs. I think they're estimating 400 carries.
Through the playoffs, he would be over 400 touches.
I don't know how you feel. I don't know. I'm a little torn. But my question is, do you count as a carry 70-yard runs where you're not even touched? You don't even have to break a tackle. I mean, if he gets, you know, two or three of those a game, is that – I mean, that's okay, right?
You know what it is, Mike? The numbers are the numbers. It's sort of like interceptions in that – you could go through every single one of those things at the end of the year and say, well, he maybe shouldn't have had an interception here or shouldn't have had an interception there. But you could also look at interceptions that were dropped, too. So I think it's better, of course, if Saquon doesn't get touched. But when they talk about running backs that the year after 400 touches, they don't parse what the touches were, you know, because even Christian McCaffrey last year, a lot of those were receptions, you know, mm-hmm. I think he had 55 catches or 60 catches or something like that. And still he wound up, you know, now maybe he would have gotten injured anyway or would have had a problem anyway. But I think just going into this right now, we have to accept, Mike, that if Saquon touches the ball 400 times, there's a significant chance next year that the possibility for injury will go up and his effectiveness may go down. But they're going to have to work that into their strategy for next year. And maybe they invest in a back they're a little more confident in getting more touches than Gainwell for next year. But they have to do it this year.
I think you're overthinking. I actually, it's pretty amazing that he, you know, 140 yards of the 255, he never got touched.
Okay,
I mean,
Mike,
really,
you're right. It
really
doesn't. It doesn't
crazy.
Matter. It doesn't matter. Just you know what? Have him.
No, I'm not. Hold on. I'm finding it an amazing feat. I'm not arguing.
Okay.
I think it's an amazing feat.
Oh, sure, it is. He's incredible. So, but I think we're kidding ourselves if we're thinking that he is immune to
the sort of things that, like, almost every other running back in this situation. And don't let's not forget, he played the first 6 years of his career
on bad turf at Giant Stadium
with a bad offensive line.
Well, that's true. One other thing. This Puka guy, he's pretty good.
He's awesome.
I mean, I thought Cooper Kupp was the guy. But holy cow, I haven't seen a full game with this guy receiving. And we even knew it, they were throwing to him. You couldn't stop him. He was pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, Puka Nacua is awesome. I mean, that dude is tough to bring down. Thank you for the call, Mike.
Bigger than you think.
Yeah. I mean, he is a good player. Was he undrafted or was he fifth round or something?
Third round.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Third or fourth. I mean, Cooper Kupp was a third rounder.
Yep.
I remember Cooper Kupp coming out and everybody talking about him.
Because Carson was working out with him.
Yeah.
And we took Matt Collins instead.
Didn't work out.
Jack doesn't forget anything.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Which one of these three is the best free agent signing? Saquon Barkley, Zach Wheeler, or Bryce Harper? Final count, 49% Saquon, 33% Bryce Harper, 18% Zach Wheeler.
Some people were wondering why Paul George is not on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hasn't gone well so far.
Not so far.
I've only seen Paul George twice.
Not exactly the Saquon-like impact.
No, not yet. Not yet. Give him time.
Yeah, let him cook.
Give him time.
Things are going really well with the basketball team right now.
Yeah, great. 3-13. Look, it could be 2-14. You know, could always be worse.
Speaking of the Sixers,
yeah.
Did you see Saquon and AJ? They did Jarrett McCain's TikTok dance.
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
Oh,
yes.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
We got the best TikToker on planet Earth.
Dude, look, don't blame him.
He's earned the right not to be called a TikToker.
Yeah. No, so far. Although he was 1 of 6 from 3 last night.
No. We're not doing that with a rookie. Why don't one of your prospects come up and actually play in Philadelphia,
dude,
and then we can talk about Jeremy.
Andrew Painter's going to wipe the floor with all these
rookies.
Sure.
How many more Tommy John surgeries?
Wow. So you're rooting injury on a guy?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. Justin in Tennessee. You're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, Justin?
What's up, Justin?
Hey, man, yeah, I've had a heck of a show today. I have laughed, and I guess the hardest I laughed is when, after we got the big victory Monday, Ike turned around and he's ready to kick some crack shut on you boys. y'all need to liven up a little bit now. I mean,
yeah.
And Spike says, well, can we do it again? Nope, it's too late for that, man. Hey, keep them in line, Ike. Keep them in line. But,
that was really Jack.
Yeah, I was singing fine.
What do you want from me?
We want you to be held accountable like you do Buzz when we're singing at 5:30. That's what we want.
Yeah, well, he is egregious.
That's the worst singing I've ever heard.
We're holding you accountable, Jack.
All right. Listen, but, I'm all about accountability, except for shaving my head.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Which, by the way,
was never brought up on the air. It was just a meeting behind the scenes.
It was brought up on the air several times.
It was like a ha-ha.
And
like,
then,
it was never like, we're doing this.
And then.
Poorly executed.
And then we agreed to have three callers decide your fate, and you tried to cheat us.
No, you decided that.
Yes.
I said 100 callers, and if they win the Super Bowl.
Do you want us to do 100 callers tomorrow?
I mean, we got like 2 days until a nice break.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway. Back to the BB phone, man. When I woke up and seen that this morning, my heart broke for him. I love BG. He's an all-time Eagle, and if he wants to come back and play, I think he can do it, man. Who knew he had that in him? Like, that's one of the best things I've ever seen him play last night. And damn, going to LA, you know, it costs us something every time, it seems like, but. It sucks seeing the.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even think of that, Justin. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn LA.
Yeah.
And going back, I remember the Cooper Kupp, Carson working out with him. They couldn't get the Bronco a pony to work with. We had to get Mac Holland, you know, a special teamer out of North Carolina.
Yeah.
But one thing that's really good that's come out of this, I could get a kick out of it. I told Jack last night. My son Owen has found Gilly and his Twitter videos and stuff.
Oh,
and
man. Let me tell
you, Gilly's the best.
It's the best, ain't it?
Owen is laughing his hind end off when he grabs that little feller in that Eagle costume and starts shaking his head. I tell you what, Owen has about fell off the couch laughing. He said, you know this guy? I said, yeah, I heard him on the radio a time or 2 hours.
a year or so ago. I said, he's a trip. He said, this cat's awesome, Dad. He said, we go up there. You guys try to let me meet this guy. He said, he's awesome. But, Gilly, if you listen, son, you got another fan in my boy Owen. But y'all have had a heck of a show today. Like I said, BG, if you're listening, man, I'll love to you, man. I love you to death. And I'm going to get off here and leave you alone. Love you, man.
All right, Justin. Love you,
Justin.
Buddy.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Val, why aren't you having any pumpkin pie? Spike, it has cinnamon on it. Reminds me of this guy I hate at work. Frank in Ardmore.
Ken.
Oh, cinnamon. I'm like, ooh.
Cinnamon. Yeah. I thought it was going to be a vegan joke, but it was a Ken joke.
Yep.
So, all right. What's next?
Please stop sharing the Hard Knocks video. Joe Shane in New York.
Every time he does something.
They do. I mean, it's not just Eagle fans showing. I think it's sports fans or NFL fans that keep showing it every week.
That video is probably going to cost him his job.
It should.
Well, can you imagine John Mara was like, I told you to keep him.
Right.
Yeah, that it's my money, you doofus.
The owner clearly said in so many words he wanted Saquon to be there.
Yeah. I don't want to see him on another team. I don't want to see him on the Eagles.
I won't be able to sleep knowing he's playing for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, whoops. What's next?
Who was Donovan talking about? T.O. in L.A.
That other guy is...
I just love it. It's just never going to end.
Well, I mean, it's not like T.O. lets it end.
I was going to say, that's a two-way street.
Yeah, T.O. makes it worse.
Yes.
Could we... No, we could never remedy that on this show. I would love to bring those two.
Oh, man. Well, last time T.O. called, he called because he... Did he hear we were talking about something?
Yeah, I think Howard...
Oh, I remember that.
He called up out of the blue on his own.
He did, yeah.
And I didn't pick up his phone because it was on a restricted line.
Well, that's where you got to send Buzz in to FaceTime, make sure it's him.
Yeah.
What's next?
Things Spike won't be giving thanks for on Thursday. 1, Jalen Hurts. 2, Tyrese Maxey. 3, Ken and Cinnaminson. Mike in Havertown.
Ken drives me crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not notice that.
Can't tell.
He didn't admit he was wrong about Alec Bohm, so he's on my bad list until he admits he was wrong.
He's a lot of good hitter.
He's a good hitter.
He's a good hitter.
He's also a big baby. What's next?
Did we make a mistake interviewing this guy? CBS 3 talking to Herb.
Can I answer that? Yes. You made a mistake.
It didn't look like he gave short, quick answers.
No, never does.
Yeah. Welcome to our world, CBS 3.
They had to chop. Monty G's in the house.
Yeah.
The great Monty G.
Baby.
All right. We will be back with you tomorrow for another show of the WIP Afternoon Show. However, there is more of two of the three of us here tonight at 6 o'clock. The Brandon Graham Show, BG, will be here. BG will be here. You can listen on the radio or the Odyssey app, watch on YouTube. And then at 7 o'clock, the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and Jordan Mailata will be here. And otherwise, we will talk to you tomorrow. All right. So I'm going to give you some advice about your house, your home, and fixing stuff. Now, I can't fix anything. I'm not a Mr. Fix-It guy. I don't go on YouTube. I don't do any of that. But what I like to do is try to share with you if you run into this situation. So if you run into this situation where your water heater is done, right? It's that time. No hot water coming out of the shower. No hot water coming out of the faucet. Oh, no, I need a water heater. I want you to remember two words, two very simple words. Out of all that I say, if you just remember Bradford White, you're taken care of. Because you deserve the very, very best in your home. Your family deserves the very, very best. If you own a business, you got a water heater there, your employees deserve the very, very best. And Bradford White is built to be the best. Talking about a product that is made here in the United States, all of it, 100%. Talking about a product, a water heater that is going to last you for years, longer than any other water heater. Talking about a decade. Maybe it's one of the new tankless water heaters. Maybe it's your standard tank water heater. Whatever it is, Bradford White is going to give you the performance you expect and you deserve. Here's the thing. I mentioned not a do-it-yourself guy. Bradford White doesn't want you to do it yourself. It is the best one that you can get, so they want a plumbing professional to do it for you, so you get it done exactly the right way. So when it's time, when you turn on the shower, there's no hot water. You turn on the faucet, there's no hot water. It's Bradford White time. I want you to go to BradfordWhite.com, find one of those plumbing pros near you, and learn more.